Welcome back to the WDKX podcast. I am your host, Jasmine, and I am joined by two representatives from the Rochester Educational Opportunity Center, REOC, as many of you refer to it as, and dun-da-da-dun, without further ado, Ms. Cheryl Gonzalez, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. I'm Cheryl Gonzalez. I'm the College Connections Coordinator at the Rochester EOC.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Of course. And I'm also joined by
Lisa Gerst, and I'm the Senior Program Counselor at REOC. And I work side by side with Cheryl in a lot of her endeavors with the College Fair and College Connections and ensuring that our students have an opportunity to go to school.
Because opportunity is the middle name.
Yes, it is. I didn't think of it like that.
I didn't either.
I can't even, you know what, and I can't take credit for that. Actually, Dr. Morgan said that to me. And I was like, you know what, that's so clever. I'm going to steal it. So I stole it. So
that's good.
I can't take credit. But so you guys are work besties. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Really are.
Well, that's great. So I actually, Ms. Gerst and I, we know each other. She's known me since I was before I was even born, honestly.
Yes.
We go to the same family church, so you know we have that same church background there. But I actually met Cheryl at the 2019 College Fair.
Right.
And WDKX Jam Squad was there broadcasting live, just letting the community know what was going on. It was held at the Blue Cross Arena, and this was last Tuesday.
October 1st.
Yes, last Tuesday, October 1st. And it was a great event. I definitely want to say that. You guys did a great job. There were so many colleges. There were over 60 colleges and universities, and not just even local colleges. Like, there were colleges from all over. So that was honestly it was a great turnout. A lot of students showed up, a lot of parents, a lot of families. So I think you guys did a great job. I think
great.
That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. If I was looking for a college, that would definitely have been a place that I would like to be at, for sure. But a topic that came up while we were at the College Fair, which brings us to why we're here today, is what happens after? You go to the College Fair, you talk to all these recruiters, you get all this information, you come home with 1,000 pamphlets that you probably don't look at again after. What do we do? What's the next step?
I think you need to do some self-analyzing on what kind of place do you want to spend 2 or 4 years at?
Okay.
Whether it be large college, humongous college, small college, whether you want to be in a city, whether you want to be in a rural area, suburban area, how far away do you want to be?
So once you want to commute,
yeah,
right,
stay at home, stay on campus,
these save are all the questions, money,
right,
willing to take out large loans,
right.
You've got to start thinking, and I'd also talk to your parents regarding some of these questions.
Right, because they can definitely give you some insight, maybe from personal experience or just knowledge of life, you know.
And whether or not they can afford to send you away, too.
Right.
You know, I mean, sometimes some students will tell me, oh, I want to go 700-800 miles away. Well, that may be a plane ride or a train ticket, and that costs money.
And not just one, several, because you're going to come home for Christmas. You're going to come home for breaks, probably. Mm-hmm. You're going to come home possibly for other occasions. So that's several plane or train tickets. So, yeah, that's a great point that I actually never even thought of. You know, the commute, not necessarily the everyday commute, but going from college to home. You do it several times, you know, so that's definitely something to think about.
Yeah, and it can be a major cost. I remember when my son went off. I was planning to go off to college, and the thing I said to him, being a single parent, and I'd have to be responsible for his transportation back and forth, is that wherever you go, you need to be able to get home within the day. So if I can't get to you within the day, or you can't get home within the day, then you've gone too far.
Right.
You know, so that was something that he had to consider when he was planning where he wanted to go to school. If he wanted to go to California, he wasn't coming back home anytime soon.
Okay.
You know, holidays were going to be spent out there.
Right.
You know?
Definitely.
So,
most students look at going to college within 150 miles away.
Okay.
And the reason they look at that is that they can come home. Their
right.
parent can get in the car, go get them, bring them home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big deal. That was actually another thing that I don't want to say it was a deciding factor in where I went to school, but it was a perk. because my mom, I went right to Buffalo. I was at University of Buffalo, mm-hmm. right down the street. It's only an hour away. So my mom loved that because she's like, I can hop in the car and be to you in 45 minutes if I have to, mm-hmm. the way she drives. So so that was something she really enjoyed. And honestly, I thought it was pretty great too because I was far enough away that I was actually away, but I was still close enough that I could get home pretty much whenever if I needed to. And it wasn't costly to get home, just fill up the gas tank, you know? Mm-hmm. A lot more affordable than a plane ticket to California.
Which exactly.
That was on my list. You know, everybody wants to go to California. If you're in New York, if you're in Rochester, you want to go away to school, California is the farthest away you can get. Mm-hmm. And that was definitely something I was looking into. But even just out-of-state college fees are another thing. That's another, that was a deciding factor when it came to where I went. And that's why I stayed in-state. Because the out-of-state fees are insane.
Oh, double tuition.
Yes. Essentially, that's what you're paying.
Then also, New York has state aid.
They do.
So if you stay in New York State, you may be eligible for that TAP award.
Exactly.
And also the Excelsior scholarships available.
And that's, you know, another reason why I stayed in New York State, because I definitely was eligible for that TAP, and that came in handy for sure. So.
And also, right now, start filling out the FAFSA, which is the free application for financial assistance, starting October 1st. Students and their parents who are seniors, mm-hmm. may want to start filling out that FAFSA now, even if they are not, they haven't decided on what college they want to go to.
Yeah, because you can start it and finish it when you know for sure your information that you want to put in there.
Right, you can always change the colleges.
Yeah, that's right.
And REOC is part of the RCAN, which is Rochester College Area Network, and we're offering FAFSA Fests. And REOC's first FAFSA Fest is November 13th.
November 13th.
From 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay. So that's about a month. So you got about a month. And it's going to be at the downtown Brockport campus, 161 Chestnut Street. And the FAFSA Fest just, it helps you fill out the FAFSA form.
FAFSA form.
Okay.
And also the New York State TAP.
Oh, awesome.
So what will happen is if you need to bring the year prior, so the seniors this year will bring 2018 tax returns.
Okay.
With their parents.
Okay.
And financial aid administrators will be there to
work
one-on-one with families.
Oh, so
and
you get
complete
that,
the applications. Yeah.
That full, like, hands-on, step-by-step help.
Right.
Because it's not necessarily a hard form to fill out, but it's just very detailed. You have to make sure you put everything in there correctly. And if you have questions, boom, someone's right there to help you.
And if there's one zero too many, it may mean you don't get aid or you have to go in and correct it.
Right. And that's what FAFSA Fest is for, to help you get your financial aid for college and to do it right. There's going to be financial advisors. Mm-hmm. Yes, financial advisors there to help you fill this out so that you can go to school and not pay $1 million.
Only half a million.
Only half. Lord. But yes, so definitely, you know, after you kind of have that conversation with yourself and with your parents, well, what factors are important to me? How much money do you want to spend, Mom? Because I'm not spending the money, but Mom and Dad, how much money do you want to spend? And how far do we want me to go? Once you have that conversation, or even during the conversation, you also need to worry about your FAFSA. Because that's where your aid is really going to come from, is that FAFSA. And you need that.
As much free money as you can.
As much as you can, okay.
Yeah, and I want to just add this. You know, a lot of times students say, well, my parents can't afford for me to go to college. There is enough assistance and aid out there. And even when you do go to fill out the FAFSA form, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Gonzalez, but sometimes you can become independent, you know, and fill out things for yourself. I don't know what the limit on that is or the age or anything, but
24. Yeah. Or a veteran. But
yeah.
There's circumstances. Some students don't live with their parents because of circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's when you can talk to someone who helps fill out financial aid applications on what documentation needs to be collected to ask for maybe an independence override.
That makes a lot of sense. So even if you don't live with your parents or you're estranged from them, they still consider their income in the FAFSA unless you can get that independence. What did
override.
You call it? Override. Independence override. Right. Okay, so there's options, you know, because not everyone's circumstance is the same.
Right.
You know, so that's definitely a good point to bring up. So yes, you definitely want to get to the FAFSA, because if you need information like that and you don't know where to get it, you don't know how to answer those questions, boom, FAFSA Fest. It is going to be Wednesday, November 13th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the downtown REOC campus, 161 Chestnut Street. Come on down and learn some information. Fill out the FAFSA so we can go to school. And then another thing I want to bring up, actually, there's aid and assistance while you're in school as well. They have work-study programs. You know, they have student job. There's, I know, at least on the UB campus, the student job department, I guess you can call it, was very big. They had a lot of student jobs where they knew you were a student and that obviously school comes first, but here's a few hours this week, a few hours next week, so you can have a little money in your pocket. Feed yourself, put gas in your car if you're a commuter. You know, whatever you can put that towards, there's help while you're in school as well.
That's true. And also internships. There's paid internships available at some colleges, most colleges.
And that's good, because not only does it give you money, but it gives you experience towards whatever you're trying to pursue and whatever field you're in. That experience is a really great resume booster, so that when you get out of school and you're paying back a bunch of loans like me, you actually have a good job.
Like you.
Like me.
Yay.
Yay. So, yes, there's always just ongoing help for students.
Yeah, and then there are programs also in a lot of the colleges, like the EOP program. If you're in a private school, it might be HEOP, Educational Opportunity Programs, that assist students, too, who might need financial assistance or educational assistance of some sort.
And they're designed, too, that if you might not have quite the grade point average or the SAT scores to get into a certain colleges, you might want to look at the EOP or the HEOP programs, because they may be a little bit more lenient on the requirements. Mm-hmm. Not much, but a little. Yeah, and every college is different.
That's true. I know a lot of people from my college career that were in the EOP program, and they enjoyed it. They were happy that they had the opportunity, because maybe they weren't financially ready, maybe academically they struggled a little, but this program just kind of gave them a boost, because you can still go to college, you can still pursue higher education, you just may need a little help, and that's okay.
And that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Speaking of boost, REOC has the Next Step Scholars Program.
Okay.
Which starts October 26th and runs through December 14th.
Right.
And it's on Saturdays. It's 10 to 1.
So this is like a workshop kind of.
Well, it's math review.
Okay.
It's reading, English review, computer review.
Oh wow, that's
so
important.
So the students can get their boost as they're getting ready for college.
So this
kind of extra help.
Yeah. So this kind of bridges the gap between the high school expectations and curriculum to get them ready for the college level.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense.
And this is also for adults, because REOC is an adult learning facility. We're looking at high school students and adults in these classes.
So people that want to get back into education and pursuing higher education, no matter what age you are.
That's true. Right.
And you know what? That's great, because I'll put my age out there, I don't care. I'm only 26. I graduated from college in 2015, but even just the little 4 years, I still am like, ooh, can I go back to school? Like, did I forget everything? So I can't even imagine 20 years of a gap, 10 years of a gap, 15, 30 years of a gap. So this is a great stepping stone, especially if you just need to brush up on your skills. Because sometimes, you know, we go through life and we forget little stuff. You know what I mean?
Like addition.
Okay. So this is great. There's textbook reading skills, critical thinking skills, college algebra, basic college computer skills, which is very important because mm-hmm. you live with your laptop at college.
Right. And a lot of students right now, they live on their phones on the computer.
That too.
So this is going to help them.
Yes. Yes. Because of going from a phone screen to a computer screen is very different. Different processor, different operating system. All of that right. stuff is different. So, and then there's also going to be assistance with college and financial aid. So again, if you, for some reason, can't make FAFSA, maybe you have to work on that day, whatever the case may be, there's still resources. Right. That's amazing. And she just keeps, I didn't know anything about these. She just keeps pulling out all this information. Well, guess what we have to, and then now we have this. And what else you got? I know you got something
else.
The week of October 21st through the 25th.
Okay.
Is College Application Week in New York State.
Oh, awesome.
I'm making myself available to meet with students or their families for assistance in filling out the college applications.
Wow.
So that's all they have to call me for an appointment. And I'm willing to meet in the evenings, not every day, but mm-hmm. a couple days mm-hmm. that week, and help people.
Wow.
And that I'm always available to help. Mm-hmm. But that week especially, I'd like to see Rochester get out all the applications they can.
Right, mm-hmm. yeah. Because that's a time-consuming process, mm-hmm. filling out those applications. I remember.
And
it
sometimes
wasn't that long,
it is confusing, too, on
it
some
is.
Of these. Because everything's online now.
It is. Everything's online. And then a lot of the times, you may have to save the application and come back to it. And there's just a lot that can go into it. And, you know, you're applying for higher education. You're applying for college. You don't want to mess it up. And if you need help, there's help.
Also,
that's
if
Cheryl's there for.
That's what I'm there for.
Yes.
But that's what the EOC is there for,
right,
too.
Right.
There's also, I'm located in the Learning and Resource Lab at the EOC, and there are computers available for students if they need the Wi-Fi or they need that a computer to work on their college applications.
Yeah.
Call me up. We'll make arrangements for you to come in and use the computer.
And how can they reach you?
At 585-327-4073.
Perfect.
Students can also reach me by email.
Okay, what's the email?
S is in Sam, GONZALE, @brockport.edu.
Boom, there you go. If you need help filling out college applications,
financial aid,
you can reach out. First of all, okay, let's start from the beginning. First of all, FAFSA Fest.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you should start. That's Wednesday, November 13th, 5 to 7 p.m., 161 Chestnut Street. Next is Next Step Scholars Program, College Prep. And that's going to be from October 26th until December 14th, Saturdays, mm-hmm. from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you'll learn all different types of things. Or if you already know, just brush up on your skills. Just get a boost, as we said.
Right.
And last but not least, 21st through the 25th of this month is College Application Week. And you have a personal college application guru here willing to help you. She just gave you all of her information. So there's so many resources to help you pursue what you want to pursue.
That's right.
The other thing is, if you don't want to go to college or you don't feel like you're ready for college, but
right.
you might want to gain some training
mm-hmm.
and certification in starting a career, possibly, and then going on to college as you work.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rochester EOC has a lot of vocational programs available for people, whether they have to be 17 or older to be enrolled in the vocational programs. But it's an option. College isn't for everyone.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because especially around, you know, the college application time and then graduation season, when all these fun, exciting college things come up, I feel like sometimes we forget that not everyone has that same goal. Not everyone feels mm-hmm. as though they're gonna want to pursue college. And I'm glad you brought that up because personally, I know people who haven't pursued college. And you don't want to make them feel as though they did something wrong or, you know, you don't want to make them feel like anything is wrong with their decision because there's nothing wrong with it. You don't want to go to college, or if you feel like it's not for you, if you don't want to go yet, that's okay. There's other options as well. And REOC has so many different training programs, like for all different types of industries that you can think of. First of all, let's talk about some of the training programs at REOC. Okay. Oh, look, see, we they just have so much. So many, they just keep handing me stuff. So we have nursing. Whoa, that's a big one, especially here. The medical field here is like a huge deal. So nursing's a big one, cosmetology, culinary arts, customer service, EMT training.
Yes.
That's awesome. I could, personally, I couldn't do it. But if you can, hats off to you, go to REOC, they got the training. What else? We got teaching assistants, medical secretary.
Well, starting a new 911 emergency.
Telecommunications program, yeah.
So that's for a 911 operator.
Right.
And that's a stressful job. You got people calling you with all types of emergencies, and you have to talk them through it and stay calm yourself. Mm-hmm.
But probably a rewarding job, too.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Especially if you can help save someone's life or it just anything. That's definitely rewarding. Mm-hmm. Personally, I couldn't do it. But if you can, go to REOC because they got the training.
Right.
So yeah, there's so many programs. They just handed me a piece of paper. I wish we had like a camera so I could show you guys. But this piece of paper has front and back like 20 different programs. And I don't even think this is all of it, is it?
No,
I knew it wasn't.
But in order to see them all, if you would like to, go to www.reoc.brockport.edu.
So that's where you can see all the full in-depth lists of all the training programs and see which one fits you if you would like to pursue that. And that's where you could get information as well and get yourself enrolled. I took REOC for granted growing up. I didn't understand the importance of it until you get to the age where you're paying all this money and going to school and you're like, wait a minute. I had resources.
You could have
had resources.
You could have worked as a CNA on the weekends and made a few hundred dollars to pay.
Look at that. I could have used a few hundred dollars.
Yeah, everybody can.
Okay. But so yeah, so REOC has so many options for you just to grow. I think that's the best way to put it, just to grow. There's opportunities for growth. If you want to pursue higher education, if you want to pursue a training program and get into the workforce, if you want to just learn more about what is out there, REOC has so many resources available to people in this community. And the one thing that has caught my eye that I'm excited about, REOC Salon Services has a Fall Into Dollar Days. Plain manicures and pedicures for $1. I can get my nails done for $1.
Yes.
A single dollar.
$1.
100 cents.
You're not
going to
get the fake nails, but you're going to get a nice manicure.
That's fine. That is fine. I'm not wearing fake nails right now for a reason. So that is perfectly fine. They never last for me anyway, but I will definitely take a $1 manicure. That is amazing.
And pedicure.
And pedicure. What?
$1.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Well, the other thing is our barbers.
Okay.
Have free haircuts.
Free.
Yeah, free. On Tuesday and Thursday nights, starting at 5:30.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So Tuesdays and Thursday morning,
nine to two,
we have the pedicures and manicures.
Right.
And then Tuesday and Thursday evenings, after five thirty, you get the free haircuts.
Free haircuts.
And remember, our cosmetologists are still studying, so there may be other services available throughout the year.
Gotcha.
So people should stay in touch with our website.
Definitely, yes. Definitely log on to reoc.brockport.edu so you can learn more about these Fall Into Dollar Days. I love that. That's amazing. And that's good actual hands-on experience for the people in the programs.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
And don't forget our culinary.
Oh, yeah. The Bistro.
We have a restaurant, and our students in the program start from day one working in that restaurant.
Amazing.
And the lunches are wonderful. They're very reasonable, and every day there's a special. And they can go on our website to see what the special is for that day as well.
Wow. So not only can you get your mani-pedi, but you can get a little lunch. If you want, you can bring Bay. He can get a haircut. Make a little date of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then get ready for college.
Okay. And then go to FAFSA Fest.
Go to FAFSA Fest.
I love it. Spend the day at the REOC. I love that.
And you'll never leave. You'll become a student.
Listen, I'm considering it right now. All these different opportunities available. And that's why opportunity is the middle name. I love that. I love that so much. Keep REOC in your radar. They've got a lot of different wonderful things coming up to help support those that want to pursue higher education, to help support those that want to pursue a training program. Anyone that just wants to pursue opportunities, they've got everything that you could possibly think of. They even got mani-pedis and lunch for you. So definitely stay tuned with REOC. And, you know, just to wrap up here, you know, the next steps after the college fair, make sure you're filling out that FAFSA. Make sure you're having those important conversations with people that are affected by you going to school, whether it be parents, grandparents, guardian, whomever. Make sure you're having those conversations. Make sure you're having the conversation with yourself. Figure out what's going to work for you. Where do you want to be? How do you want to learn? Big school, little school. Think about those things. And do everything that you can to put yourself on the path to success. They've got the Next Step Scholars Program. They got the FAFSA Fest. You know, they've got all these training programs. Just keep REOC on your radar, because that's going to be your main resource to better yourself. You know what I mean?
The road to success.
The road to success. Amen. So I want to thank you ladies for coming in today.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jasmine.
No problem.
That was wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, of course. This was very insightful. I learned some stuff. This was great. So definitely keep an eye out for Cheryl Gonzalez. She's going to help people with their college applications. And definitely tune in to the REOC website. Tune into WDKX.com. We're going to have all this information on there as well. And you can learn some things to help give yourself more opportunities. Because REOC is where opportunity is the middle name. You've been tuning in to the WDKX podcast. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we're signing off.